Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, whatever it is, wherever you are. Hello, it's Enzo, and welcome to today's blog post, which is all about the success formula for drivers, the difference between drivers who make it compared to the drivers who struggle. Now, I think you'll agree it's a big subject, but I've simplified it down. I've simplified it down because it's pretty damn obvious. Now, if you're a coach, if you're a manager, a team boss, if you've been in this industry for a while, decades, you get to see what a driver does that shapes their destiny. The drivers that make it have certain qualities, certain ingredients, the way they work, what they possess, what they have in their artillery that gives them the chance to make a career in this sport. Then on the flip side, you see the drivers that struggle, that don't make it. So I thought, let's just bring all this down into three principles. Call it the success formula so it makes it easy for everyone to understand. Now, these three ingredients within this formula are all you need to make a career in this sport. And if you're making a career already, then I promise you, you will stay in earning money in the thing that you love so much, to race. The first thing I want to say is do not fall for this Hollywood storyline that so many drivers see racing as. They see themselves as this character, the one person who's chasing their dream. You believe you can become the champion and race your way to the top and be the best. And you'll have all this glamour, all this money. Life is going to be amazing. Racing is not like that. Showbiz isn't like that. It's what it looks like from the outside for people that are not in the industry. But if you're the one, if you're the athlete, if you're the singer, if you're the actor, the glamour side, it's like 2%. The rest is hard work, grit, and having things in place that allow you to live within the industry that you've chosen. That's it. So let's put that fantasy aspect to the side right now, and let's get down to the actual work. What you need to do, what you need to possess in order to make it in this sport. As I mentioned, this success formula is made up of three ingredients. These three ingredients have been abbreviated to SIP. Let's look at the first one. S stands for speed. I know it's obvious, and you're not going to be surprised by me saying this, but you need to be fast. If you want to be a race driver, guess what? You've got to be at the front. Again, it's obvious. I know. But people forget this. Drivers seem to overlook this thing. They think, oh, if I just have all the money, then I can pay my way to the top. Yeah, it's true. You can get to the top, but you're not going to stay there. You're not going to be seen as the top driver. You're not going to be fulfilled as a driver. You'll be there for a year loving it, but then you'll start to say, okay, now I need results. The sporting side demands that you have results. You won't be given the best car. You won't be given the best chance if you're not quick enough. It's like saying you're going to win the Olympic gold in 100-meter sprints, yet you can only run an 11-second 100-meter sprint. It's not going to happen, is it? It's just not going to happen. You need speed. So I want you to be really truthful here. Are you fast enough? Are you fast enough to beat the best out there? Can you go out there next weekend, get pole position? Can you win? Can you set the fastest lap on demand? If not, then you've got some work to do. Become fascinated in why you're not as quick as the top guys and learn and apply and do all you can to make sure that you are faster. Every single time you hit that track, you've got to be quicker and quicker and quicker until nobody can get near you. This is the sporting side of the game. This is the part that we love so much, is to improve ourselves, to become the best. If you're fit enough already, then it's not in the gym. Get on the simulator, get testing, find out what people are doing. Completely study each race weekend on the data. After the weekend, sit there for hours going through onboard. Find out exactly what it is that's separating you from the others personally. Not the car, but you. What have you got to do better? You make it your mission. You become so hungry for this that even when you're pole position, you must find out how to be faster. You're never, ever fulfilled in the speed department. Because believe me, as soon as you relax, as soon as you think, yeah, I'm quick today, then second place is on his way. He's coming. He's coming for you, and he's going to be overtaking you very soon. You never stop the pursuit for driving excellence, ever. You've got to be harder on yourself here. I know I'm generalizing, but so many drivers, they'll look through the data, they'll do a quick report at the end, then they'll move on and make the same flaming mistakes the next time they're out, and the next time, and the next time. That's not for you if you want to make a career in this. You've got to be the fastest that you can be. You've got to know what your strengths are. You've got to know what your weaknesses are. You must have a plan in place that forces you to grow each time you hit the track, forces you to get better as a driver. Do not be one of these drivers that thinks they're the best, but really, they haven't got the record to show for it. They talk a good game, but they cannot do the lap time when it matters. That means you can't do it. That means you're not going to be a race driver. Anybody who isn't good at the skill that they're trying to earn money in is getting nowhere. I mean, if you think about it in any other industry, if you want to be a singer, but you can't sing, but you're adamant that you're going to be a singer, then you're going to be just like these people on X Factor, tone-deaf people that make us all laugh. Do not be one of those people. I want you to have a big job sheet, okay? And on this sheet, the big white sheet of paper, what you're going to put is speed and a column and everything you must do to help yourself become better on the speed side. To become a better driver, in the wet, in the dry, on cold tires, whatever it is, car control, racecraft, starts, there's so many areas to your driving that you can become better. The mental aspect, everything is vital when it comes to you performing when you need to. Okay, the second thing in the success formula, SIP, the I stands for investment. You, my friend, need somebody to invest into your career. This could be a sponsor, an athlete investor, a manufacturer who actually pays you, a team that pays you, a driver program or donations. There's so many. And not just investing money. You need people or organizations to invest time in you. Think that you've got this huge bucket, all right? Call it your racing bucket. You need so much stuff going in there. Money, time, connections. All of this needs to be pouring into your racing bucket. If it runs dry, you're not going to have the value in this sport. You can be fast. You can be super quick, the quickest driver out there. But if you've got no capital behind you and you have nothing invested from anyone from the outside, then you can't provide anything. You'll be the quickest driver on the sidelines. You'll be the quickest driver that's coaching other people to do what you want to do. I can't say that investment is greater than speed or more important than speed, but geez, you've got to get this. You need someone to be investing in you, and you should spend most of your time, if you're not working on your driving, towards this investment arm of your career. I mean, you're no different to an entrepreneur. You have this idea, you have this product, which is racing. Racing can help companies find more customers and earn more money. What you've got to do is package that. Show companies how sponsorship or how your racing can deliver them more customers and more money. That's your product. So once you've got this product and you can show them how it works, you get out there and you sell it. You get yourself in such a position that you are bringing in sponsorship money or investment from some kind. You have got a product. Again, you're no different to a startup company who has an app or something. They're trying to get investors to invest in so you can make the product. You're the same. I mean, it's unbelievable and it still shocks me today how drivers know how important sponsorship is and investment from people time-wise. But they don't spend time on it. They still just use their days just to go down the gym or just waste time doing nothing. When really, they should be spending most of their day on this area. Can you imagine now? You have all the budget you need because of the work you've done over the last few years. The connections you've made. The opportunities that you've created for companies through your racing. You've got this little business now that's providing value to companies and in return, you go racing. You make partnerships between companies and teams. You're the middle person. Again, you go racing. You must get this investment of some kind. And, you know, just think how your days work right now. If you sleep for 7 hours, you go to the gym for 2, which actually you don't need to as a driver. You don't need to do 2 hours a day. You probably eat for 1 hour in a day. And you chill and distract yourself and have fun for another hour. That gives you 13 hours left. Most of that should be spent doing the work or school you need to do, but also finding investment for your racing. This is a full-time job. If you could spend half a day, 5 days a week, on finding sponsorship, on finding investment, on getting all these relationships in place and all this, you're going to get somewhere. It's going to happen. You're going to become so savvy that the skills you learn won't just help you in motorsport, but will help you in life. You'll be a brilliant business person. And we all know how important business is for sportsmen. If you're a sportsman who knows business, you're going to be around for a long time. So again, this isn't anything you don't know already. This is just to wake you up, to say, come on, you know you're not spending as much time on the investment side as you should. So rearrange your days. Know how important it is. You need the speed and you need the investment. But in saying that, even with these two ingredients, you can still fall flat on your face and not last in this sport. So let's move straight on to it. The third ingredient is the P in SIP, and it's people power. If you lack the skill of influencing and leading people, then you're not going to get anywhere either. If you do have the speed and money, everyone thinks, oh, that's enough now, but it's not. You need just a little bit more if you want to earn a living in this sport. If you are quick enough as a driver and you have got all this sponsorship, but you don't get on with anybody, it's not going to happen. I've seen drivers that have this P, they have the people power, they don't have the speed or investment, yet they have a career. They are being paid to race because they just have the P. They know how to get people on their side, and in return, these people offer them opportunities. I never want you ever to forget the importance of people. I mean, just think about this right now. We're in an apocalypse. You're the only person that's left on this planet. Now there's nothing stopping you doing whatever you want. If you wanted to race an F1 car, as long as you found out how to start the frigging thing, you could go out and just blast it around a track. You could race whatever car you wanted. You could drive whatever road car you wanted. You could fly a plane. You'd probably crash. But you could do anything you want. Why is that? Because the one thing, the one element that usually stops you from doing what you want is no longer here. That's people. People stop you from your dreams. People prevent you from getting what you want in life. So, if you learn how to master people, how to get on with them, how to influence them, how to sell to them, how to meet their needs in order to meet your needs, then you will get whatever you want. You become a master of people, you find that opportunities start to arise. You get offered things. Let's just say we've got two drivers. One's a little bit quicker than the other. Jeff is quicker than Fred. They've both got similar money, but Jeff's an asshole. Nobody gets on with him. He's in the sport for the wrong reasons and people just dislike him. Fred, however, everybody loves him. They want to see him do well. They can see he puts in all the work. He motivates the team. He knows how to treat people and he's pretty business savvy as well. One day, the boss of that team or the engineer from that team gets a call from someone in a higher formula looking for a driver. Say, we need a driver right away. Can you give me one? It doesn't matter if he's got money or not. Just send him our way because our current driver has let us down. They're going to call Fred. They're going to call the one that they want to succeed. Not just that. If you know how to sell to people, if you know how to meet their needs, you will become good at getting investment. You will become good at setting up business deals. You've got to know how to remove these blocks that are standing in the way of your dream. See people as being the bouncers that stand at the doors. You've got to get past them. How do you get past them? By giving them what they want and letting them help you. The sport is made of people. Without people, there's no sport. So you need the speed, you need the investment, and you need the people power. I want you every single day to have this piece of paper now, SIP. What can I do in each area? With the speed, what can I learn from the last time out? How can I make myself quicker in different ways if I'm not in the car? What can I train? Is it fitness? Is it mental? Is it on the sim? Is it learning the track better before I go? You'll have a whole list of ways of getting quicker speed-wise. On the investment, what can I do today? Set up the day, 10 jobs that you can do that will just get you that little bit closer to getting sponsorship or for the manufacturer to now know that you're around and you're available. And then on the people side, what skills can I learn and what can I apply today that would allow me to generate help from them, to give them more? Again, it all sounds simple, I know, but it is simple. You've just got to do it. Not just thinking it, not just living it in your head. You've got to take action. It's all about taking action in these three areas and making sure that they grow every single day. You get better in each area. And this then fills out your days. All of a sudden, becoming a race driver is actually a full-time job. There's no room for boredom. There's no room for distraction. All I want to do is become a driver. What can I do? SIP. What should I do now? What should I do next? Boom. It becomes very busy. You need to get out there. You need to do this and make racing your full-time job. Then you stand a chance of becoming a professional driver, or then you stand a chance of keeping that position you've got now and moving forwards. The only person that can make all of this happen is you. Take control of the SIP, and I promise things will start to happen. That's all for now. Speak to you next time.